My name is Nehemiah Hudgens Lopez. I am 13 years old.
My name is Joel Travis. I'm 16 years old.
We interviewed Reverend Samuel Ware on July 31st, 2012.
When I was brought up, my maternal grandfather had lost his eyesight my mother's senior year in high school. So she took care of him till he died. When my mother and father got married, they lived in the house with her father because she was her father's caregiver. So I grew up in a home that was owned by my grandfather, but it was, you know, the family house. I was fortunate that I had an environment where I had people who nurtured me. We lived six doors from the church that we attended. So my life revolved around church, school, and sports. And of course, there was a playground not far away where, you know, you basketball and baseball and stuff in the summertime. But church was always a very important part of my life growing up. I graduated from Wilkinsburg High School. Primarily wrestling and track were the sports I excelled in. I went to Lincoln University, Pennsylvania, which was the first black college in the United States. I initially wanted to become a psychiatrist because I've always kind of had an interest in helping other people solve their problems. Major was psychology and my minor was religion. Yeah, one of the biggest challenges I had was learning to focus. When I was in college, my freshman and sophomore year, I liked to do everything. And you can't do everything and do it well. So I found myself failing 3 out of 5 classes. And I had to make a decision on whether I was going to focus to do the work that I was supposed to be doing in college. And there were just too many things to focus on academics. So I gave up all the athletic things I was really good at in high school and I liked, but I wasn't in college to become a professional athlete. I was in college to learn. So I had to learn how to focus my time and my energy so I could do well for what I was supposed to be doing, not the things that were fun. And I think even as you grow older into adulthood, we have to make a choice about doing things that are fun or doing things that need to be done. But what I found is if you focus on something and maybe it's not so much fun and you get to be good at it, it's not as much work, but you can do it better. So my biggest challenge has been having the ability to discern about where is the best place to put my energy and put my time and being consistent with being disciplined. And I think that's one of the challenges you face whether you're 12 years old or 52 years old. When I look back, and I see that from the time I got out of college up until maybe 10, 15 years ago, God was moving me to where he wanted me to do what I'm doing now, is build affordable housing. And I think that helping people become homeowners helps stabilize families, helps stabilize communities. I feel that that's something God has led me to do, is provide opportunities to help people gain wealth so they can have control of their lives and control of their communities and also have a better quality of life. So I had the experience, I had the connections, and there was a need to do that in Homewood and throughout Western Pennsylvania. And so we took advantage of an opportunity that was there to do things that would make the community better and give people opportunities that they didn't already have. I think God called me to be a pastor. It's something that I enjoy doing. I think that it's important to take what God has given me in the area of skills and abilities and do things to improve the quality of life for other people. And it's great to see the results that you find out, had a chance to change someone else's life. So this is what God's called me and prepared me to do, and he helps me do it. I couldn't do it by myself.